like open doors. Leading you down into my core, where I become so numb. You fill my soul, my spirit sleeping somewhere cold, until you find it there and lead it back home.
Wake me up.
Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Tuesday, August 29th, 2017 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And a wild and dystopic ride it is, to be sure. Just gets stranger all the time. And folks like Zbigniew Brzezinski are certainly right, observing that it doesn't take long to change a people anymore. We've lost touch with who we were as a society, and we are being changed at an ever-increasing rate in a variety of ways that are very disheartening and unsettling. We talked about that, some of that last week, concluding with Friday's broadcast, guest hosted by Larkin, Texas, and I appreciate that. So my thanks to Lark. Shout out to Lark. We rebroadcast that yesterday, and I haven't even had a chance to listen to it yet, but I'm looking forward to it. And so I'll be listening to that later today. I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all Road Warriors, those who would esteem ourselves to be. And as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. And there should be plenty of interesting and lively discussion these days. For example, you know, as much as services like YouTube try to suppress real information, and that should leave folks scratching their heads. We've talked about that in the past. I talked about that a little bit last week, among other times. But No wonder folks are gravitating to places like YouTube for news and information, because I think everyone can at least sense on some level that the mainstream media is hardcore propaganda, and we're all starved for real news and information, especially when you consider just the simple fact that the wire services pump stories out far and wide. They're so widely circulated that there's very little dissent on critical issues. Issues like the Federal Reserve, for example. Is the Federal Reserve even even an institution that should exist? It has an inordinate amount of power, which it exercises in a variety of ways, but should it even exist? That's a conversation that's never had. We talk about monetary policy now in relation to something that really isn't money. According to the founders, folks like Thomas Jefferson, who said that money is poverty, or paper is poverty. It is the ghost of money and not money itself. So then what is money? Which is similar to John Adams' quote, all the perplexities, confusion, and distress in America arise not from want of so much from defects in their constitution or confederation, nor from want of honor or virtue, so much as the downright ignorance of the nature of coin, credit, and circulation. But we don't learn about those things these days, do we? Generally, the common people don't learn about those things. Why is that? So there are a number of other issues that don't get discussed. We kind of play in a very small little area, a little fenced-in area as far as those issues are concerned, but we're not reading classical literature that led to the creation of the American Republic. Some of the other things that we don't talk about that we should talk about, I've mentioned Jimmy Dore's videos from time to time, and he did a great video recently, August 25th, he published it. The title of the video is "Fact: Taliban Has Surrendered Multiple Times. U.S. Rebuffed Them." As Jimmy Dore points out, this is a subject that doesn't get discussed. Why don't we talk about this? The Taliban has surrendered multiple times? And this video, the focus is the subject of Anand Gopal's book, America, the Taliban, and the War Through Afghan Eyes, No Good Men Among the Living. Title is No Good Men Among the Living. So this is, as the subtitle of the book points out, it's America, the Taliban, and the War Through Afghan Eyes. And Jimmy happened upon the book based on Ryan Grimm's article over at The Intercept, published August 22nd, titled "The Taliban Tried to Surrender and the U.S. Rebuffed Them." Now, here we are. Which is a brilliant article. And I highly recommend folks read it. Again, just published last week. "Taliban Tried to Surrender and the U.S. Rebuffed Them." Now, here we are. Shocking article. And let me just give you the close, last few lines of the article. So liberals spent the 2008 presidential campaign complaining that the U.S. had, quote, ignored Afghanistan, when in reality, The parts of the country without troop presence were the only parts at peace. Think about that. The parts of Afghanistan with zero troop presence, without troop presence, were the only parts at peace. Do we hear that? Facing no insurgency against the Afghan government, such as it was. Then President Barack Obama came in and launched a surge in troop levels while simultaneously announcing a withdrawal. Remember that? As Jimmy Dore points out, remember how Barack Obama told us how long that war was going to last? You know how we keep hearing that? How can you predict the future unless you're writing it, unless it's scripted? This is why we call war theater these days. And some of the folks involved, actors, state actors and non-state actors. So Obama came in, launched a surge in troop levels while simultaneously announcing a withdrawal, coupled with a heightened focus on night raids. That was part of P2OG. Remember that? We've talked about P2OG, Proactive Preemptive Operations Group, the clandestine group largely comprised of intelligence folks, CIA special divisions, doing night raids, conducting night raids, kicking in doors, snatching people. It's a frightening prospect. We should just play the video. Were it not for the, I think, one expletive that we can't allow on air, we would just play it. Maybe we'll do that and filter that out. We'll see. But it's a fascinating read. The article is fascinating. I haven't read the book yet, but I want to, and I will be reading it soon. But this is shocking information. So Obama launches a surge in troop levels while simultaneously announcing a withdrawal. How is that possible? Coupled with a heightened focus on night raids, relying on the same system of unreliable intelligence that had netted so many uninvolved people already. And that's another story that's part of the article in the book that is worth hearing. How these folks, first of all, as Anand Gopal points out in his book, these people, usually when they are conquered, they assimilate to the conquering tribe or people historically. And so that's essentially what they were attempting to do, the Taliban, and surrender. And again, they were rebuffed. And since there was no enemy at that point, essentially, we created a program to further create an enemy by offering money for information. And of course, information would arise. And as Anand Gopal points out in his book, at one point it got so bad that all he had to do to get somebody snatched and grabbed and disappeared, essentially interned at some camp somewhere, was just to say that they were part of the Taliban. So as the article points out, many uninvolved people already, the unreliable intelligence that had netted so many uninvolved people already. And that's part of the process. We've talked about stovepiping, how that works. It's interesting that during his recent congressional testimony, former FBI Director James Comey used that term, stovepiping. We're not stovepiping here. Well, that's interesting. Why would you even use that term? But continuing with Ryan Grimm's article over at The Intercept, and now Trump says he has a new and better strategy. Remember, he knows more than the generals. He's smarter than everybody. He says the U.S. needs to get Pakistan more involved, except, of course, Pakistan's intelligence service has been propping up the Taliban for decades. Exactly. They have been complicit in the creation of this imaginary boogeyman. Pakistani ISI has been vital and essential. They played a vital, essential role in that. So, continuing, Gopal's book is the definitive account of how the war went off the rails, but it was never on the rails, was it? That's the part that we never hear much about either, except on networks like this, of course. But it's an all-too-real portrait of three Afghans as they live through the war, a pro-U.S. warlord, a Taliban commander, and a housewife. Pro-U.S. warlord, a Taliban commander, and a housewife. Ryan Grimm writes, I'd suggest Trump read it. The book provides a dire warning against the sort of war effort the president is about to double down on, but it's longer than a page, which his advisors say is the max he'll digest. And besides, the only thing he seems interested in is the fact that Afghanistan has a bunch of minerals he thinks the U.S. is owed, of course. That's always part of the discussion, too. Before Trump spends the windfall he hopes to reap from mining Afghanistan, he should consider one startling reality. And listen to this. This is the conclusion of the article. We are now losing a war to an enemy that already surrendered. That's not easy to do. We're now losing a war to an enemy that already surrendered. Multiple times, by the way. It was never a real enemy anyway, to begin with. Because as I have detailed, I think, more extensively and more often than perhaps anyone, and I think it's important to go to the heart of the matter, so I keep coming back to it, the Taliban was never a real enemy to begin with. The Afghan Mujahideen were created through Operation Cyclone, a la Operation Cyclone, the CIA's operation to create a resistance force against the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan back in the late 70s. But as Zbigniew Brzezinski admitted, the establishment narrative was we came in after the Soviets invaded and created this resistance force in the Afghan Mujahideen, which became the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and ISIS and Boko Haram, Al-Nusra Front, Al-Shabaab, Lashkar-e-Taiba, Khorasan Group, name some radical Islamic insurgency that we hear about, the flavor of the day, they all stem from the CIA's Operation Cyclone and the creation of the Afghan Mujahideen. We keep propping up whatever vestiges of that contrived enemy are still lingering all the time, and it's always referred to as the next flavor of the day, but the point is the CIA was responsible for creating that initial group, and from that group all others stem. And they're still supported, again, by the same folks, same intelligence community, same Pakistani ISI. And that's a fact that keeps being found out. Why are we airdropping weapons that just accidentally, tons of weapons caches that just accidentally fall into the wrong hands repeatedly? And so that is a point that I think can't be stressed often enough. Hillary Clinton, her interview with Greta Van Susteren on the Afghan-Pakistan border, when she admitted that the enemy we now face, that we're fighting now, we were supporting in a fight against the Soviets. But again, as Zbigniew Brzezinski admitted in 1998, we created the Afghan Mujahideen preemptively. Zbigniew and company did, not you and I. And that's, again, a point that cannot be emphasized enough, I would say. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Shocking stuff. Shocking stuff. Again, the article cited by Jimmy Dore, the video, Jimmy Dore's video, fact, Taliban has surrendered multiple times, U.S. rebuffed them, based on the book by Anand Gopal, No Good Men Among the Living, America, the Taliban, and the War Through Afghan Eyes, as cited by Ryan Grimm in his August 22nd, 2017 article, over at The Intercept. The Taliban tried to surrender and the U.S. rebuffed them. Now here we are. It's essential reading. And so I would highly recommend folks read that. But it is so shocking to the conscience when you're not used to trafficking in this kind of information, real information, what's really going on, it's so shocking to the conscience that because of the mind control that has been perpetrated on people, people behave in the fashion of the slaves in Plato's Republic and the Allegory of the Cave specifically. They lash out against the purveyors of truth. It's just shocking because that, think about how that, what kind of a paradigm shift that creates. If that's true, then it changes so many things. It causes you to rethink so many things. Why then are we sending our brave men and women, our sons and daughters, to fight for something so contrived, to die in some cases, to be psychologically injured for a lie, essentially? Why are we doing that? So it changes that. We have folks that are injured, and there's the spending and the mindset that are all geared toward supporting this specious conflict. And again, there's even the higher level issues, if you want to get into that. Pike's allegedly spurious or apocryphal letter to Mazzini back in 1871, when America was changing and other things were happening, post-Civil War America, the Reconstruction era, the rewriting of constitutions across the country, the rewriting of the laws of the country, the foundation of the administrative state, which hijacked the three duly constituted branches, the administrative fourth branch, that is, that has literally consolidated all powers and functions unto itself. So things are changing in a variety of ways. And this is one of the primary instruments of change. This conflict, what I would call political Zionism versus political Islam. And if you look, it's everywhere in the headlines every day. So if you haven't read the article, I suggest you read the article and get a copy of the book and circulate it. I talked last week about the free libraries that are cropping up all across the country. Why can't those libraries include books like Anand Gopal's book, No Good Men Among the Living? There's a new book. Everyone should be reading it. Macmillan Publishers describes it thusly: essential reading for anyone concerned about how America got Afghanistan so wrong. We've been there for 16 years now. Like Jimmy Dore says, 4 more years and that war can retire and get a gold watch. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Things that make you go, so things are changing in America at an ever-increasing rate. Another outstanding video that you can watch on things changing and foreign policy issues in particular is, speaking of creating the political contrivance of imaginary boogeymen. 2 weeks ago, James Corbett over the Corbett Report was interviewed by Vin Armani over at Activist Post. And the title of that YouTube video is "Psychopathic Ruling Class Creates Boogeymen to Justify Its Rule," James Corbett. It focuses more on current events in North Korea, but the same rules apply, essentially. And so things that make you go, things are changing at an ever-increasing rate as Jimmy Dore points out in the video that I mentioned earlier, fact, Taliban has surrendered multiple times, U.S. rebuffed them. As Jimmy Dore points out in that video, the young people growing up, and he's talking about in Afghanistan in particular, they don't remember how all of this started. If they're in their 20s, for example, they don't remember. Chances are they don't remember. Hopefully someone is telling them the story. If we could only get word out to certain folks to say, and you know, I've tried to do this over the years. We've done broadcasts where we connect with folks in Afghanistan or Pakistan in particular, and other places in that region halfway around the world, to try to bridge that gap and cut through the propaganda and the lies. Because the truth is that I would say the vast majority of the American people are good-hearted, salt of the earth people who are just misled, or beguiled and misled largely by folks who are trying to create havoc, chaos in the world. And that's what's happening everywhere you look. I'll talk about another article here in a minute from a publication called The Inlander. There are a number of them around the country, but this one comes from the Pacific Northwest, Spokane area, and it's an article by a young lady named Mariah McKay. It's titled A History of Horrors. We need to revisit the American record to better understand the contradictions of today. But the way that she writes sounds like she cut her teeth on Alinskyite, Obama-esque, NLP type rhetoric. And it's just hardcore Alinskyite propaganda, agitate to agitate, get people stirred up and fighting against each other so you can change stuff. Her bio is just as questionable, I would say, and no offense to this young lady. Kudos for her efforts in trying to do something positive, I suppose, but her bio reads, Mariah McKay is a fourth-generation daughter of Spokane and a community organizer, campaigning for racial, social, and economic justice. What does that even mean? Campaigning for racial, social, and economic justice. She is of Caucasian descent, apparently. Campaigning for racial, social, and economic justice. Isn't it funny how more and more these days you seem to find white people shouting about how evil and racist white people are? That leave you scratching your head at all? And when you try to pin them down on the real issues of social injustice, and more specifically the origins of those issues, so did you, are you responsible for that? Am I responsible for that? No. Well, then maybe we should kind of band together, join together arm in arm, and stop fomenting these contrived conflicts. But continuing, it says she has worked in biotech and government and currently serves as a public health advocate. What does that even mean? Again, I don't understand what any of that means. Maybe we'll talk more about that article coming up. But the way things are changing kind of reminds me of some things. We've talked about Agenda 21, Agenda 2030 on this broadcast, but a corollary of Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030, of course, is the rewilding initiative. And if you talk rewilding, of course, and Agenda 21, you have to mention Dr. Michael Kaufman. And he, of course, passed away on June 21st of this year, earlier this year. And he and a colleague were responsible for essentially quashing efforts to rewild a vast portion of the country. As the article on his passing at Republic Broadcasting notes, the article published July 14th, 2017, titled Passing of Dr. Michael Kaufman, as the article points out, Dr. Kaufman has written several books and has spoken to audiences in over 150 cities in America and Canada. He participated in several U.S. Senate committees and world conferences, including United Nations meetings in Europe and Africa. He wrote a farewell to us, Michael Kaufman, June 19th at 2:10 p.m. As a scientist and writer, I have been fighting the global agenda that would destroy America as we know it for decades. Indeed, he has been fighting. He had been fighting it for decades, and so, short version: in 1992, when at the 92 Rio Earth Summit, Murray Strong essentially announced Agenda 21 and this rewilding initiative. We need to get rid of people. Too many people. Got to get rid of lots of people. Got to rewild the earth. People are destroying the earth, but not the Murray Strongs, of course, not them. Again, I talked about Skinner last week and the hypocrisy, the contradiction of Skinner himself. The fact that he puts so much on environmental determinism and yet presumes he's not then determined by his own environment. Which again is the hypocrisy of all of these moral relativists. I'm absolutely certain that truth is relative. Ridiculous. So in 1992, when Murray Strong made his big announcements, people are killing the earth, therefore they must die, and so we have to rewild the planet, Agenda 21, rewilding initiative, etc. Dr. Michael Kaufman and a colleague ran to Congress almost immediately to stop legislation that would effectively put those wheels in motion, rewilding the country and killing people. But since then, I would say, where have we come to? The economic forces in particular that have been employed, especially since the major economic collapse subsequent to all of the malfeasance that we've talked about on this broadcast that led to the crash of that led to the subprime contagion, as it was called, mortgage-backed securities collapse, the final nail in the coffin, of course, the mark-to-market accounting change that sounded great when the market was going up, but when Lehman marked mortgage-backed securities down to 6 cents on the dollar, and everyone had mortgage-backed securities in every portfolio and account, from savings accounts and retirement accounts to investment portfolios, et cetera. When all of those accounts had those holdings, immediately those holdings had to be marked down to the market, 6 cents on the dollar, which is why, as the SEC pointed out, $25 trillion in liquidity evaporated virtually overnight, $10 trillion in the U.S. alone. And that came out of retirement accounts, savings accounts, and so forth because of things like the repeal of Glass-Steagall. It was a succession of events that led to the collapse. It was all suggested by the folks over at the G30, the Group of 30, all of their bad suggestions that the G20 always adopts. They go to G8 summits and say, hey, the world should do this. And of course, all the other IMF member nations always go along to get along. You got to pay to play. Otherwise, you get sent back into the economic stone age. You can't participate in the credit monopoly. But it's interesting to note that Dr. Michael Kaufman blew the whistle to Congress on this Agenda 21 nonsense, forestalling it, and coming forward after the economic collapse. What has happened? aren't we kind of gathering in those major metropolitan centers around the country? And that's something that Thomas Jefferson talked about, by the way, that wasn't good. We'll be herded into these major urban centers like cattle. So this is not a new issue. And if you chase out the Malthusian contingent, of course, they were around in the era of the founding of the American Republic. So they've always been here. It's something that it's one of the darkest, dirtiest secrets of America's past. Some of the worst eugenics, mind control, and so forth comes out of the bowels of America. And Edwin Black is one of the foremost authors on that subject, among others. But Michael Kaufman forestalled this effort. And now, as you look around, again, as a result of the economic collapse primarily back in 2008, I was thinking about it the other day. Have you realized that in virtually every state across this nation, there are only a handful or less of predominant cities now? Most of the other little cities in between the major urban centers, the urban sprawl, are dying. And sure, you know, around certain cities, you have other cities that are kind of satellite cities in the urban sprawl, which is part of that network. In Washington, predominantly you have Seattle and Spokane. In Idaho, you have Coeur d'Alene and Boise. In Montana, maybe a handful. Kalispell, Missoula, Billings, Bozeman, Butte, Helena. But it's a very large state. And you look going across the country, as you look at all of those little in-between towns that are all kind of dying off these days, victims of economic malnutrition, so to speak, or however you put that, a number of the towns that have relied on industries like natural resources, of course, in conjunction with the effort that Dr. Michael Kaufman forestalled, these towns are dying off. And so are we seeing things change in that fashion? It's happening anyway, is what I'm saying. So back to Dr. Michael Kaufman's message to us all, a farewell to us all. Michael Kaufman, June 19th, 2 p.m. As a scientist and writer, I've been fighting the global agenda that would destroy America as we know it for decades. As a researcher in the American paper industry, I ran a multi-million dollar research project on the effects of acid rain. When the results came in that it was basically a non-issue, I was told to quash my results or find a new job. That was when my eyes were open to the fact that it was politics driving the science and not the other way around. In 1994, myself and a few other individuals stopped the cloture vote. What is a cloture vote? It's not a vote. We all agree, so let's just do it. To move forward to ratify the Convention on Biological Diversity Treaty, which would have destroyed property rights in our country, thereby destroying free enterprise, the American way of life, and ultimately freedom itself. That is the goal of the globalists. It is not saving the planet. It's not even redistribution of wealth ultimately. It is control. Global control of everyone and everything. Together with my wife and all who have worked with us, both as colleagues and as fellow warriors in the fight for freedom, we have labored to inform citizens and policymakers and stop this agenda. To all of you who read this, I say this: don't give up. Keep fighting, keep working, keep doing whatever it is that God has called you to do. For me, the fight is over. After 2.5 year battle with cancer, I'm going home. My time is almost over. I thought I had more to do, but God is saying otherwise. Thank you to all who have fought and are continuing to fight for freedom. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. As always, give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. That's 1 Corinthians 15:58 at the end there. And so that was the farewell message from Dr. Michael Kaufman as it relates to his activism. His message to all of us, compelling us to fight the good fight. So as we look around, are things changing anyway? It seems the good fight is not over. Stick around, we'll be right back after this short break.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
welcome back. I guess my point from the last segment in particular, and maybe of today's broadcast, is not to discourage folks. Not at all. I think it's easy to get discouraged these days as things continue to change. I think things are changing in the most awful sort of ways. I think back to when I was a child in the 70s growing up and how different things are today, how slow the pace of life was, how folks left their doors unlocked, sometimes even open at night, how they left keys in vehicles, whether in the ignition or in the visor, whatever. They were usually unlocked with keys in them somewhere. Oftentimes that was not uncommon. Coming forward to today, I think that Anand Gopal's, the title of his book, No Good Men Among the Living, is very telling. And as I've said before, it's an interesting observation. A friend who was on this broadcast, it's been a long time now, almost 10 years ago, observed war, especially this perpetual state of war, is a form of genocide. Because we send the most courageous, the most brave and courageous, however misled, however beguiled they may be, we send the most brave and courageous off in many cases to fight and certainly be psychologically traumatized, if not killed. And most often for a surreptitious cause. We are destroying the warrior class. War. So that's an interesting observation, but no matter how beleaguered, however hopeless we feel these days, we should lose hope. Dr. Michael Kaufman is a testament to that. Folks like Charlotte Isserby and John Taylor Gatto. The impact that one person can make should stave off the learned helplessness that the conditioning would seek to perpetrate on us. Like Sun Tzu said, the battle is won in the mind first. So stay strong in your mind and don't give up hope. Continue to fight the good fight. Second hour coming up right after this short break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.